Right, there's a new Ghostbusters movie out. I'm not sure how I feel about this, but Gail will let us know. It's called Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. Hello, Gail.
I'm here.
She's there. Like a ghost in the darkness. There she is.
Like a ghost in the darkness, yes.
Right, so we need to go to the movies for this one, which, to be honest with you, is the only way that anybody should be seeing any kind of Ghostbusters movie, in my humble opinion. Right, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. Where are we at, yes, then? Because this is part of a franchise, and I wasn't aware of that previously.
Yes, no, this is the latest one in the franchise, and previously in 2021 they brought out Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Oh.
The one I really enjoyed was the reboot they made in 2016 with the all-female cast, but this one swerves back to the original franchise from the 80s. So this is the one that, although they're all made by the same crew, they're all produced by Ivan Reitman and Jason Reitman. Ivan Reitman died last year, so it's dedicated to him, this film. He was sort of semi-involved, but less so than the others. But so this one is the Spengler family. So in Afterlife in 2021, they're the family of the one of the Ghostbusters played by Harold Ramis, who'd actually wrote the original Ghostbusters script.
Okay.
And he was one of the Ghostbusters, and his daughter and her family moved to his old house, which is all obviously full of ghosts, and that was the Afterlife one. This one, they've moved back to New York into the fire station, and there's a great threat of a second ice age when a sort of artifact is found that is holding a terrible demon in it, sort of, you know, it's the normal stuff. And Paul Rudd stars in it, which makes it worth seeing.
Yeah, see that?
Because he's great fun.
He's fabulous.
Yes, he's always funny. And there's a really good part in this where he repeats the words of the song of Ghostbusters as dialogue. That is
brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant.
So it is absolutely ridiculous, very silly. Or anyone who's a fan of the original will love this. We took all the kids with us from 9 to 15, and they absolutely loved it.
Oh, did they?
They laughed. They really, really enjoyed it. We enjoyed all the little, there's bits and pieces to the old cast are all in it. Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Annie Potts, the whole lot return, except obviously Harold Ramis, Chaney died a decade ago. Ernie Hudson. So the whole gang's together, and they've got Kumail Nanjiani, the comedian. He turns up and he's to help them out. So it's actually a ridiculous sort of mess of all the franchise put together, and it is great fun. The people who don't return is Sigourney Weaver and Rick Moranis. Yeah, she and I did read an article with Jason Reitman and the director, Gil Kenan, who said that it just didn't work with this particular storyline, but there is another one in the works, I suspect. I think because they've done quite well, I think they're going to keep going. I personally really enjoyed the 2016 remake with the all-female cast the most, and I would have liked a sequel to that one, but it doesn't look like I'm going to get it, because it looks like this one with Paul Rudd and Carrie Coon is sort of taking off. And it's great fun to see Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd back again. And it's a really good, fun family film. So I do recommend it if you are heading out to the movies.
I am such a fan of Paul Rudd. He's just great. I also think he's quite easy on the eye.
He's definitely easy on the eye.
You know, he's not a bad... Who's he married to? I love how I do this. Scroll immediately down on Wikipedia to personal life, as if at some point there's going to be an entry that says, in the event that Sarah J. Maguire King becomes available and is up for a relationship, this one... what am I thinking? Why does it matter? It's not happening, SJ. He's a Hollywood actor who's probably happily married. But I do like him. I am a fan. I've loved him since all sorts of things. 40-year-old virgin, the husband, Mike in Friends. I'm a big fan.
The Object of My Affection was a lovely one. It's one with Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, but I tell you what, the reason that I've not seen that is because I can't tolerate Aniston outside of Friends, unfortunately. I can't. I'm not a fan. I think there was one movie that I saw in which it was a very, it was like a dramatic role. And she was pretty good, actually. But outside of that, Jennifer Aniston in a rom-com, it's not for me, girl, I'm afraid. I find it a bit tedious. I find it, it's just Rachel. Everything's Rachel, I find. Am I being unfair?
Yeah, you're not completely unfair.
Not completely off the script, am I?
She does mostly does Rachel. It is true.
It has
stood her in good stead.
Yeah, variations of Rachel Green, which I can live without. So there we are. That's why I've avoided that. But
I haven't watched all of Friends. Of course, I've only dipped in and out.
What do you mean?
I'm not as sick. I'm not as sick of Rachel Green as everybody else, probably.
You've never done season 1 to 10 in one sitting?
I have not. I have not.
Gail. Well, that's all right. I mean, I have to say, I've now done it so often, I'm sick to the back teeth of all of them. And I don't know if... when were we talking? Was this last week we were talking about? And then I was off on the Sunday. A thrill for me is that Monk is now on Netflix. Were you ever a Monk fan?
I watched a few of them, but I actually saw it and I thought I must watch that. Watching at the moment Derry Girls, which is
Get into that. People keep saying to me that I'd love
so
it.
It's so funny.
Okay.
It is snort funny.
Is it snort funny? Okay, well you
snort funny.
I love that. Okay, I'm going to give it a go. I watched half an episode about 5 years ago, and I don't know why I didn't get into it, but I'm going to give Derry Girls another...
You're going to have to try again.
Another outing. I will. Okay, thank you very much indeed, Gail. It's Ghostbusters Frozen... Hold on, what's it called? Let's get it right. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. It stars Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Ernie Hudson, Paul Rudd, and the Ghostbusters are joining forces to save the world from a second ice age. Of course they are.